You ready for this week's polar music episode? You already know who this is. You recognize the voice, the immaculate vibes that just coursed through your freaking eardrums into the air wherever you are, in your car, in your living room, at work, at your freaking, probably somewhere. Anyway, I'm Richie Welbrock, aka Young Father Figure, aka DJ Baked Potato, Master Ubiquitous, with everybody's favorite Nicholas Vincent Brezina, per usual. And today we have our boy, our faithful editor, Jonathan Silvio Brezina. Extra emphasis on the Silvio. You already know what this is, Polar Music, where we take you guys on album deep dives, talk about your favorite music, our favorite music, least favorite music, our least favorite music. We do interviews here. We talk about everything, you know. We like to mix it up. You know, we do what we please around here. And most importantly, we learn here on Public Music. Right, Nick? We learn.
So keeping with the trend here of actually doing, you know, finally getting to the albums and the artists that we really respect and love. You know, we've done Tyler. We just did Peep. Hopefully we'll do Brockhampton soon because it is BH month. But now we are covering Logic's freshman album, Under Pressure.
A.K.A. Sir Robert Bryson Hall III.
Yes, sir.
A.K.A. Psychologic. A.K.A. Bobby Tarantino.
You see what I did there? Yes, sir. He's been knighted, folks. I mean, what does that tell you?
He's been knighted?
He hasn't actually been knighted. He just literally has Sir in his name.
That's his first name legally.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what
his name is? His name is Sir Robert Bryson Hall III.
What?
So his, I guess, technical first name is Sir.
Yeah.
That's sick. How did I not know that? That's actually so sick.
His middle name's Robert, so his real name is Sir Bryson. If we want to get technical, but
Sir Hall.
So yeah, we're doing Under Pressure, which a lot of people consider his best album. It was just the first one he released. And I actually hadn't listened to a full run through of this album in a long time before we decided to do it for a podcast. And it really brought back some great memories and also just reminded me on how incredible this album is. So we want to get right into it. Well, I mean, first off, we can, I guess, give some thoughts on Logic since we haven't done a Logic podcast yet.
True. So Logic for us, Nikki got super into Logic around when everybody came out, and he ended up convincing me to get into it. And that was what I feel like kind of lined us up with, like, the music that we started listening to. Like, we got on the same wavelength with music once our mutual interest in Logic started. Logic also low-key kind of started my relationship, you know, like, as we started kind of like talking and then eventually dating, the main thing that we bonded over was Logic and how she eventually knew more lyrics than probably me and Nikki do combined.
I was a bit intimidated at first. You know, once they started dating, I was in my room every night reciting the lyrics. Not like, I mean, I was pretty much doing that before because, like John said, when everybody came out, dude, I got so into Logic. Like, Logic was the first artist I can say that, like, I stayed up till midnight to listen to one of his releases. Like, he was the first one I did that when Bobby Tarantino 2 came out. And I was so hyped for that album, dude. Like, the Rick and Morty teaser and everything had me going crazy. But Logic's been huge for me and my music taste. So, I mean, I pretty much love all his stuff. I know some of his stuff is bad, but if you shit talk him to me, I'm gonna get pissed. So
you see where the Brezinas stand. Richie, what's your take on Logic?
Honestly, I'm gonna say I really, Nick showed me Logic. I mean, Nick was super into Logic when around the same time that some of our other friends were starting to get into kind of hip hop stuff and, you know, rap stuff and whatever you're going to call it. But I wasn't listening to Logic. Nick, like, I feel like one day didn't know or didn't say anything about Logic. And then the next it was like, he, like, that was a thing, like Nick loved Logic. So of course, all those days in the Equinox, I was forced to listen to a lot of Logic, but that's okay, because we forced Nick to listen to a lot of stuff too and get him to like it. I overall like Logic. I there are some stuff, it's not a lot, some things he does that I really, really, really despise, like out of anything anybody has ever done. Like, I would sooner listen to Merry Christmas, Little Mama than some of the shit he does. But also some of his stuff is absolutely bonkers.
You have
absolutely stupid, Mike.
You have definitely come around in recent years and liking more of his shit.
Yeah, I think that's definitely true. Once I started to realize
it's like the same with the level with of production. Tyler too.
Yeah,
but
sums it up.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, above all of it for me is just the person he is, minus the rapping part. Like, he is the most openly genuine dude out there in the music game. So, and there's like no questions about it. Like, everyone admits to it too. Like, you ask people about him, they say it, like, you know, J. Cole and all of them. So
I just, all right. So enough fangirling about this guy. Yeah. Let's talk about the damn music.
Yo, all right. So the album opens with Intro, and I got to admit, dude, I love this song and I love it as an intro. I have it on my, you know, my infamous sleep playlist, if you haven't followed that yet. But this intro song is great. And like, it's so cool because this is a hip hop album by definition, and Logic opens it up singing
and really good.
Yeah.
I think that this is, you know, one of his best singing appearances, especially like a, you know, over stuff that people didn't like not too much buying into the whole supermarket project and stuff like that. I feel like the singing on this album is better than all of that. Like, this to me sounds the most natural coming out of him. But with this intro, as an intro should, you get a taste of a lot of the stuff that you're going to come across in this album, these really cool orchestrations and arrangements, little bits of singing, you know, how he's gonna flow and stuff like that. So I really like it as an intro, and some really good lines in it too.
Yeah, and it's nice and quick, like it's perfect for an intro.
Yeah, no, I like it a lot too. I really especially recently, I don't know, but piano music has always, like, I've been a sucker for that, you know, a good piano chord. Yeah. And piano background is always great to me, but especially recently I've really gotten into it a lot. It's just, it always sounds good. It really, it's hard to make it sound bad. And I agree with what you said, John. I think his voice almost sounds deeper in a way, opposed to when he tries to sing on that song, like with Wiz Khalifa, I think, High or whatever.
High Today.
Yeah, High Today. Like, that doesn't really sound as much like him, I feel like.
Yeah, no, I think that this works really well.
Well,
yeah.
Because I feel like back then, this is when he was first starting off. So he's like, I feel like he's just staying within that, you know, tenor range that he can hit. I feel like later on he's tried to expand, but I don't know how well it's gone. But so album kicks off with Intro, and then boom, Soul Food. Easily top 10 Logic song of all time. I mean, this song is insane, dude. And the second half, I cannot go on enough about how good the second half beat switch of this song is.
Yeah, so Soul Food, the first half already by itself is a great song that this is something we see reappear in No Pressure, which is kind of like the sequel to this album, and also the
retirement,
the ending of his, you know, real career. Soul Food by itself already starts as a kick-ass song. And then you get these really nice, even though my flow hotter than Lucifer, even though heaven sent him. Mm-hmm. And then you get the beat switch with the hip-hop. And then then it switches right. Now you have a whole back half that's like a really hard boom pap song that, again, has great flows, great lyrics.
The second half of this song, the beat, I just can't like rant about it enough, dude.
For me, I agree. But it's only beat for me. I cannot get over this music's in my jeans like denim. I hate it. I don't like that at all.
Yeah, and that's the like first line, though.
I know.
And what about the rest of it,
bro? I wish
bro?
It wasn't. I wish it wasn't the opening line. This music's in my jeans like denim. I wear denim. Sign me a deal with Levi's because I like denim. I don't know.
So when people that never knew me, they tell me that I changed, that my music is different and my vision's rearranged, I just stop and do my episode rant.
I'm not saying the other stuff isn't good. I'm just saying that it's been all production. This was all production to me. This beat is insanity.
Even if it was all production for you, it's still great production.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, the beat is insane. That's the only reason I like it.
This album, I believe... The production is, this is where we see Logic and No ID team up for, I guess, the first official time. And No ID is a pretty accomplished producer. And he comes back for No Pressure as well. And then Six, Logic's like personal producer, pretty much Six, is also on the production of this album. So we see both of these guys. You get these really unique drum patterns with Logic's music, especially on this album. Like, you hear these like kick and snare patterns that aren't stuff you find in anybody else's music. Just really weird rhythms, and he always uses those real dirty, like sounding like live recording drums too. So like, this really sets up the you know, theme of, you know, when you hear a Logic beat, like, you kind of know it's a Logic beat, I feel like. And I feel like this album sets it up really well.
Yeah, it's definitely
so
true.
I guess, when you want
to
move on?
Yeah, we can move on to I'm Gone.
I'm Gone.
So Long.
You.
But this song is like, isn't one of my favorites, but it's still a solid song. I mean, yeah, it's such a vibe.
I love this beat. I love the you in it.
Such
and
a
dude,
vibe,
they
dude.
He uses that a lot too, and whoever's doing the beats, they use like people's voices in the beats so much.
Logic,
and not a
I've
lot,
had
not enough.
So many,
people do that.
I've had so many conversations talking about just like the idea of an ad lib and what makes successful ad libs, and especially in songs that stuff's weird. Like, as an artist, how do you commit to making these weird noises and stuff and just knowing like this is gonna work? Like, the conversations probably came out of when The Box by Roddy Ricch became popular. Like, how did this guy go into the studio and literally just go up to a mic and go and like know that shit was gonna be fire?
Well,
dude, also I'm sorry, Nick, you go.
I was just gonna say, I thought about this the other day. Like, Elton John, for example. My man like came over from Europe to America, and like, I was just like, how, like, imagine the confidence you need to have to go on a stage and perform a song nobody's heard before, where you go and like, you have the confidence that that's going to be a fucking hit.
Bro, he's a gay theater kid. They can do anything.
That's true.
Listen, I just... Really, there's so many parts. It's beyond the you. I mean, in the very intro, like, the first thing you hear out of the song is like this kind of higher, weird synthy. It sounds like a chord. It sounds like a string instrument, but I think it's a person. Like, that is a person's voice as well.
And yeah, that's why I brought it up, because this whole album is crazy. You know, little vocal chops and edits like that, and weird ad libs that I feel like you would never think would work, but for Logic they do.
I love on the third verse when it just goes straight from him rapping for three verses to he starts talking. He's like, I feel like this is the moment. I mean, it feel like a donut. Sure, girl, I know that you want it. Then he goes, but fuck all that. And then just boom, the beat comes right back in, and it's just perfect. Oh man, he does the talking so well, especially on this album, the mixing with the talking.
I also love the second half of this song, the when I'm driving, I drink slow, you know, that part where he switches it.
Yeah. Oh, like, and something we forgot to mention, Thalia. We forgot to bring up, so throughout this album, and this is a reappearance that we continue to see throughout his career, we have a, I don't want to call it a narrator, kind of like a commentator almost, at the close of the songs. It's a woman's voice, Thalia, that tells you like facts and trivia about the album, kind of, and like what went into its making, you know, where the inspirations were coming from and stuff like that, like what music they were listening to, locations things were recorded. So it's just like cool little extra, like rap genius before rap genius type stuff.
I like it. I mean, people who aren't Logic fans probably won't like it. Yeah, especially it Fantano, he fucking hates it.
I didn't like it at first either. That was always like a skip it when that comes on kind of thing for me. But it's grown on me. It's grown on me.
Yeah. Well, I'm Gone. That's I'm Gone. A solid song. Then we move into Gang Related. Easily top five Logic song right here.
Again. The and beat is immaculate.
Bitch. This song is like, you know this song even if you're not a Logic fan, because this is a song he always takes kids from the crowd at his concerts and has rap battles with them who can rap this faster. And dude, it's,
and if you are a Logic fan and you don't know every word to Gang Related, you are not
a Logic fan, bro.
Because every Logic fan will go to a Logic concert dreaming that they are going to be the one that Logic picks to rap battle Gang Related with him.
Dude, the flow through this song too, it's beyond the production. This song in general is just super good. Logic's flow is crazy.
The production is incredible.
The production
as well.
Is crazy. Six went hard on this song.
Six always go hard, my guy.
So this song, Gang Related, this is like where we first kind of get a real glimpse of the dark themes of Logic's past in his music, I guess. Not all of it's, you know, true, but it's true enough. It's just so, it's so hard, and it's nonstop. Like this flow is just heat. Like I feel like you can't not like it. And then it ends with the nice little speed rap. It's like you can't help but learn every word. Even the freaking like intermission part of the, you know, newscaster, the news anchor, up first at 5 tonight. Breaking news in Gaithersburg, where a massive manhunt is underway after a deadly shooting. Like, bro, I know every word to it.
It also hits harder now because he has a kid. And the first line, second line of the second verse is, "Hope little Bobby ever fight like this."
Bro, you can't.
I just did like a fucking reverse. Bobby. I don't know what's going on, bro. But yeah, this song's insane. Fast rap Logic. Hit you with the Beretta. Bah, bah. More shot sound effects. This song's incredible. If you haven't heard it yet, somehow go listen to it, please.
I do like a nice shot sound effect, but I think forever my favorite one is gonna be the Tyler the Creator song in She. I don't know if you know that song. That's more of a, like, if you really like Tyler, you'll know that song, because it's a really old, like, it's honestly a really fucked up story. But he does the roll off the bed and shot back. Ha, ha, and I just think it sounds so good. That's the best gun noise you can make in a song.
Whenever I think of like OG ha, gun ha. Noises, I immediately go back to that Drake song that just starts with
six.
Got enemies. Yeah. Got a lot of enemies.
Got a lot of people trying to drain me of this energy. All
right. So we'll move on from Gang Related to Buried Alive.
I feel like the grass is green.
Yeah, this is another like
everything I do is
strange song, but I still really like it.
What
I really want to be famous.
I didn't know it was so long, and I you don't notice it though. It's a very long song, and you really, he does such a good job. Like, you're interested the entire time. You're not like, there was never a point when I was listening to it where I was like, how fucking long is this song? It keeps you in it, and it changes just enough that it's the same song, but it keeps you listening the whole time. It's so good.
I totally agree. I think a lot like the stuff that we started seeing in the intro, I feel like this song is an awesome mix of rapping, singing, you know, all the like cool little layers on the harmonies, like I was just singing when we started talking about the song. It's awesome. I think it's a really cool song.
It's very underrated too. Like if you, even if you ask Logic fans, Buried Alive isn't going to be one of the first like 20 songs they name. It gets lost in this, behind this album's super hits, but like you guys said, it's very solid, very vibey, and you know, it's solid, definitely solid for how long it is. So we'll move on to Bounce now. This is another underrated song, and I stand by this, that this is the fastest Logic has ever rapped, I think. In this song,
I don't know
second
the words.
Verse. I gotta believe it.
I just feel like it's so a fast. Little repetitive for me. I know you guys are gonna be in love with it because you guys love Logic, but for me, the beat wasn't there. And I think it's only because of all the other songs, the beats are absolutely just immaculate. They're so good. Nothing compares to them. And then this song, I feel like just misses it with that, and it's just not that good, and it's super repetitive. The only part that like I'll wait for is that big bounce part, you know.
Yeah, I can kind of agree with that. I'm not crazy about the beat or anything, but I love how he starts this song. He starts rapping without the drums in, and then they're about to come in. I can't remember what the words he says are, but then right before like the beat would drop, you hear him go psych, and then it cuts back, and I think that's when it goes to take a trip, little trip, roll it up, take a hit, whatever. And then right at the start of the second verse, when he does that, cause Nicki been fucking with me hardcore, goddamn, I love that part.
That part
too.
Is so hard. That part is so hard. This is just a hard song, to be honest.
Yeah. Aside from that, I guess I don't care about
it
too much.
It's not a story song.
Which brings us into where I feel like I start to lose a little bit of interest in the album. We arrive at Growing Pains 3, which I assume the previous two Growing Pains were from mixtapes.
Yeah.
Since this was the first real studio album. For me, I feel like I don't think it's a bad song, but I feel like for me, this is the first song of the album that it doesn't feel like he brings anything new to the table. Dude, like this, I feel like Growing Pains doesn't, like there's, it's nothing that he hasn't already done on the album already.
I think that's Metropolis. You're a little ahead of yourself, dude. What about the second verse of this song, man? When it gets cut by their girl going, Bobby, what are you thinking? What are you dreaming about? And then it turns into that slow dream beat where he's like, I guess maybe I was thinking things would be different now. Realize I'm back in hell.
Yeah.
I mean, that the second
the whole,
half of this song,
the whole TV analogy is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Where he's talking about turning on the television and imagining that he's part of that family. I'm not in love with it, you know.
Yeah, no, I'm not in love with it either. I do like its kind of mellow vibe to it, and he does introduce a little thing that I don't know. I mean, I wish I could, but obviously I can't listen to the album straight through again. But I remember, when I was listening to it this time, I kind of already knew the answer. But at the end of this song, he's got some horns. There's definitely a horn present in there. And it's almost like a smooth kind of jazzy trumpet or sax or whatever, going up and down some scales. And I think it sounds so good. And if he had like a beat, like if there was a song with that, I would have loved that. But other than that, I really... There's not much for me on this song.
I don't know. I really like this song as a storytelling song, definitely. But we'll move on to Never Enough, and this is probably my second least favorite song on this album. This is just like, because I love Logic for his, you know, ability to paint pictures with his rap and stuff, and Never Enough is just, I don't know. It's just a filler song to me.
I don't know. I like the way it comes off of Growing Pains. I don't know. I just feel like those two beats mesh.
I actually perfectly. Do agree with that too. Yeah.
It just like comes in with a bing, 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 before it picks up, obviously. And I think that sounds super cool. But yeah, other than that, just the way it's put together on the album itself, then another meh from me.
Yeah, this is a meh song for me, definitely. I don't have a lot to say about it because it's pretty short and lacks content. So we'll pretty move short. On to Metropolis. And I love this song, dude, solely because of how fast-paced. I just love the energy it gives off. And, you know, the vibe where it makes you feel like you're on the train with him, like you're on a train ride, and it's just going quick. And Nikki, where you been? I don't know. I just love the whole... It's just this positive vibe.
I like it. I really like the vibe that the beat brings with this song. And again, just weird... cool vocal chops that literally are like bing bing bang 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 bing bang, like that's literally the beat, but it works. It gives you that nice vibe, and it's got
oh, hold up, speaking of smoking, forgot to mention Never Enough. Logic starts one of his first verses with crush a bit, little bit, roll it up, take a hit. Homage to Kid Cudi there.
Yeah, rest in peace Kid Cudi in his career, especially after the millions of people that heard our podcast.
You don't get to talk.
I single-handedly ended that man's career. Anyway, listen, this song, Metropolis, I do like it. I will say this whole album, the production on it, again, so good. And it really just, I don't know if it's just me and the time I was hearing it and it coming from the Brazina boys over there, but it sounds like, in a weird way, it just sounds kind of like homemade and like refreshing because of these vocal chops and the strained kicks and here and there. And it's not normal. It's not super normal like a lot of rap music is starting to become. But I will say, and I know it's like a thing that rappers do, but he talks about Nicki so much, which is fine. But this song in particular, he talks about this Nicki character or thing, whatever, a lot. And the next song is Nicki, and I just wished he spaced it out.
It almost spoils the very next song.
No, but in Metropolis,
yes, I agree.
In Metropolis, he talks about Nicki as if it was a girl.
I feel like the whole point of the song Nicki is it's a girl.
So, you know what? At this point, let's just move into Nicki. So, Nicki, the first time listening to this song, it was a really, really cool experience. Nicki is written as, this is how I describe it, set the scene. It is a painful love letter to the other side of a really toxic relationship. That's how I feel like the song is presented and written and sang, because everything is like you, like talking about you, referring to this, you know, presumably female Nicki, who, as the song progresses, we only learn to find out with the last like hook and big beat coming in, it's nicotine. This man's wrote a painful love letter to cigarettes.
Oh, he also says you took me at a young age, so I would hope it's not a girl. That's kind of weird, but...
No, it's not, you stupid idiot, bro. You smoked.
I know. All right, listen.
Cigarettes.
I really like this song a lot. I think listening to it one time through, I'm like, this is great. And just when you know, I mean, once you know forever, obviously. Yeah. So you're adding this up in your head and you're thinking about it. And if you like re-listen to a little line he does in his head, it's like, that's cool, because it very well could be a girl,
like, oh yeah, to, yeah, yeah,
but it's also like nicotine, but it lacks replayability for me.
I'm in the same boat, and so many people like say to me like, oh, Nicki's one of my favorite Logic songs, and I appreciate it for, like John said, what it really means and what it truly means, but I can't get used to the blam 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 in the background. I don't like the beat, and the song has always just been sort of like irritating to me. I don't know why.
I don't dislike the beat. It's just something about the song and the lyrics and how slow it is and how it tells a story that I'm not going to listen to it again. It's yeah. like a song that when it comes on, it's like a nice treat. It's like, you know, once in a while I get to do it, you know?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, well, nothing tells a story like this next song. This is easily what
really
top,
good.
What that are we saying?
Really
top
good.
Two? Look, I'm.
Were you the sample, John?
Yes, I actually am all the samples on Under Pressure. So this is our next song is Under Pressure, the title track of the album. I feel like I could confidently say that this song, and I'm not talking radio edit, like whatever ends after his normal rapping. I'm talking, we're discussing the full song, like full 9 minute song. I feel like this is like at least like top 50 modern day hip hop songs.
Easily.
I think that this song and everything it does and accomplishes and addresses, I think it's absolutely incredible. I would guess that at least half of the people in existence that listen to Logic or call themselves Logic fans became a Logic fan because of this song and like this song only. A lot of people I know became a Logic fan because of this song. It's crazy. You know, everything about it, the beat, the rapping, and we get so many sections to it. Like, this is a total rhapsody. Like, this is like a movement. Like, this is more than just a song.
Totally.
Because, and yeah, what?
Especially the second half, dude. I cannot get over the second half of this song. And I know John doesn't necessarily like it the most, but the second half of this song is conversations over the phone, or messages, rather, that his sister and his dad and his brother are leaving him on his receiver, or whatever you want to call it, on his answering machine. And he raps it out perfectly, word for word, like it's a conversation. And all of it hits so hard because it's his family talking to him while he's not there. Especially the sister one. I don't know why, but the sister one just gets me so.
And then you also get the real voicemails from his family. And then just like Nicki, the song previous to that, this whole back half of this song becomes a letter to his family, which I think he even says, like explicitly says that at one point, because now the back half is like alternating between the voicemails on his answering machine and him like answering them. But he's like answering it like to us, like to his family. He's rapping to them and like apologizing for not being there and forgetting things. And, you know, like the impact that having a real rap career has made on, you know, his ability to live his life and like be with his family and stuff like that. It's crazy. It's wild. And then, you know, we just kind of even just glossed over it. But the rapping in this song, this front half, is off the charts. I know so many people that will know every word to this, and this is the most famous use of it. But Logic has this line. He has some like go-to lines that he uses a lot. But my favorite of his, honestly, probably my favorite of any rapper that like they go back to, is the "buy it, break it, roll it, light it, smoke it, inhale it." And he uses that on a lot of songs. At this point, we've already heard it on other songs. But this is the most famous use of it that everybody knows. Because it's the whole, you know, like fast, no breath in the middle. It's just a cool flow. So I feel like unless Richie's going to, you know, try to differ with me, I feel like there's nothing about this song that you could criticize or complain about.
Yeah, I mean, this song, I don't know. It just has always just tugged at the heartstrings. But I will say, from a person that, like, I'm not insanely into Logic. Like, I don't, like, you know, go out of my way to find more Logic or something like that. But just having my friends always like Logic, and I do like him. This is not the song. I feel like, not Boom Trap, Gang Related was a song that really made me be like, yo, Logic is fucking crazy, and then started to like Logic. But this song, I don't know what it is, and like, I'm not gonna try to make weird fucking comparisons or some shit, but it just, he just does a good job of, like, I feel like putting you in his shoes throughout the song, and it really, you feel it, like, it upsets you, and it just breathes life into the entire album for me, and it just, I don't know, it really wraps it all up. And the beat again, like, all of that perfect lyrical work, and then the beat on top of that is just insanity. And just, it really is, like, if you wanted to, and you just wanted to, like, chill and you're by yourself, like, listen to this song, and, like, you can even, like, just, like, make little connections to it in your head, like, of shit that might be going on in your life. And I think, I don't know, I've accidentally done that, and whenever I hear this song, it just makes me think of whatever things. And especially now in COVID times, where it's like, I'm sure you're not seeing, you know, I'm sure some of our viewers are not seeing their family or not seeing their friends. And especially, you know, me personally, I'm out of the house. So it's just, I don't know, just hearing all the things he's saying. Obviously, I'm not famous yet. But I don't know. It's just, he does a good job of painting a picture of, like, what it was like, I feel like. And I love this song so much.
100% on the phone calls. Like, the phone calls really hit deep. And
it's hard also, to put a phone call into a song and not make me want to skip it. Like,
this
it
has to be
good.
Easily the best use of the ring in a song ever. They it so well fits in too. Yeah.
One is available to take.
What about the snake here? Logic, I've heard you're plotting world domination or something like that.
From it a new form work. Of Metal Gear. Well, listen to me. It won't work. It won't
that's
work.
That's
logic.
That's
no pressure intro.
This
I love
is Elton
this song.
Getting you on your telly. I mean, not getting you on your telly.
It's led to the worst collab of all time.
Let's not get into that.
All right.
The worst collab of all time, you said.
The freaking Benny and the Jets Logic remix. Absolute dog shit.
I don't know why Elton John even did that album.
But anyway, now we arrive at the official outro of the Under Pressure album. However, since we're discussing the deluxe, correct?
Yeah.
Yes,
it's not the end. We still have three more. So this is the last song. And then what you'll also notice is there is not a single feature on any of the normal album. And then
affiliation, I'm the dude that did it on his own. That's from one of those.
And then for the deluxe editions, just the three songs, we do get features. But I think that till the end, like, this album, I feel like, is bookended so well. It starts so strong with Intro and Soul Food, and then ends with Under Pressure until the end. Like, I think I feel like it couldn't have been done better. I feel like Till the End is one of my favorite outro songs in existence.
Richie, let's hear your, what does this song remind you of, Rich?
So listen, whoa, wait a second. You time traveling or some shit, Nick? Damn. All right.
I may be looking into the future.
This is one of my favorite beats on the album. It gives me just serious and just Nappy Roots. It just, I don't know, Good Day by Nappy Roots. That boom, 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 boom. It just immediately I'm just shot into, like, middle school, and I'm just like, Nappy Roots, Nappy Roots, Nappy Roots, Nappy Roots. Like, that's all I think of. And also, it reminds me, in a weird way, guys, of your father, okay? Because here it goes. It gives me these Nappy Roots vibes, and that always reminds me of your guys' dad. And as weird as that is, it's I don't know, it's just a good thing. Like, I just picture your dad listening, like, the only two songs I've ever envisioned the man has ever heard in his whole life has been Temptations by, I think, Joey Badass.
Joey Badass.
And also the Nappy Roots song, I think it's called Good Day. And it just, that song always makes me think of your dad. And I think it's just because he's always been just such, like, a positive dude. And in a way, I've looked up to him, even though he's not my father. But just because the relationship I think you guys have had throughout life with him has just been so good. And I've just always, like, thought about that and been like, yo, like, that is so cool. That, like, even now, like, you guys are older and, like, he's still such a big part and he's a fucking dope ass dude. So this song really hits home for me. And I think of your dad when it comes on, and it's weird. But yeah,
and the beat, that da-da-da-da, like,
dude,
again,
the beat
the
is
voices,
so good,
dude.
Like, Logic, this is like prime time, like,
how do
uplifting,
they
uplifting good vibes, big full beat.
Yeah, and Nappy Roots is the fucking the
should
god
we do a Nappy
that
Roots
has created the fucking good vibes genre of rap, and this is that. So good.
Word.
Well, this song, you know, some stuff that stand. I love how he starts the second verse / last verse. I feel like that's such a tough in, like, hopping back into the lyrics.
I love the vibes, and the vibes continue with this extended version when we go into Driving Miss Daisy, featuring Childish Gambino, dude. I am
hey,
so
Donald
sad.
Glover, don't call him that. He doesn't like it.
Why is it his name then?
He doesn't like to be called Childish Gambino anymore. He's an adult, and you will refer to him
no,
as Donald Glover.
No, because this is America.
Danny Glover's is name America. Is Adultish Gambino.
I was on Community.
All right, well, anyways, I'm so sad that this is his only collab with Logic that we know of. Because Logic literally name drops Gambino in, like, every other song. Because he loves
that's
him.
That's where the Gambino, I swear he the realest.
Yeah. But,
dude, I mean, their style, I feel like in some ways, old Gambino sounds a lot like old Logic.
That's why they
really
work so well on this
dude,
song.
They work really, really, really well on this song. And I would love to see that. I would love for, like, Logic in a couple of years to be like, guys, like, I'm getting kind of bored of just holding on to all this fucking music I have made. And he just drops it in his fucking, like, a whole ass album with him and Childish
Gambino.
10
songs of
Gambino,
dude,
here.
I would die.
I mean, isn't that one of the things that... Who's the lady at the end of the song? Cynthia or some shit?
Thalia, yeah. She says he's recorded over 1,700 songs.
Cynthia's. Yeah, he's recorded 1,000 songs or something. Like, what if
he has more than that,
too. Or are freaking Gambino, bro. That'd be sick.
But, dude, this beat is so weird, but it works so well. Like, how do you make that into a beat, dude? I don't understand. But
dude, how do you make Dada Dada into a beat? Like, dude, I don't know. Just the voices. The voices fuck with my head, bro. It's so good.
They blend
so
well.
And it's so different.
Gambino's verse on this is short, but it's sweet, man. It's sweet. Gambino,
yeah,
the real is,
he says
this
Crown
beat made me kill it. Yeah, it definitely gives off sweatpants, like, because of the internet vibes.
Yeah, we got to do that, too.
Yeah,
we got so much work to do, boys. So many
and
albums
then,
to cover.
And then we move to Now.
The worst song on this
fucking
album.
Now.
This is just Logic make. Here, guys, I'm just gonna put it out there. He doesn't want you to. Logic doesn't want you to know this, but this was just him making fun of what rap would become in about, like, 5 more years. Okay, this is just him saying "fucking with me now" over a beat for like 2 minutes. That's all this song is.
Also, throughout like the whole song, anytime he uses the word "now," it's always the same audio clip of him saying "now," just like chopped that word, just chopped out and then pasted throughout the song.
I don't know why they put this on the extended because the two other songs are incredible. Fucking woman, now.
Yeah, this song sucks balls.
Huh?
This song sucks.
Yeah, it does. Yeah,
that's pretty much
all right, let's move on to the last song.
We don't need to talk
is
about this shit.
All Right with Big Sean, baby. This is a another relationship that he's had for a while, and it's very public how close they are together. But yeah, this song is incredible. This song gives me straight flashbacks to playing Super Smash Bros. With Connor Vickiner and Richie in the back room of Connor's house. Like, I feel like we listened to this song all the time, but we just didn't really realize it was on. I just always remember hearing "Hold Up, Let Me Get My Mind, Let Me Get My Mind Right."
I totally agree. That's actually funny because I really was going to say that, but I was going to word it differently because I'm really cool and I talk like I'm really cool. I was going to say, like, this song gives me flashbacks to freaking exposed support beams that I can hide someone's phone on or some dumb shit like that in Connor's house. Like, this song is like, I don't know, it's like that weird little probably haunted house's anthem. If that house isn't haunted, then fucking ghosts aren't real, because that house is scary.
Dude, and also Big Sean going She's doing tricks with her pussy. I guess she's like a magician.
She's a magician.
Yeah. I mean, that's
fire bars, nuts, bro.
It's hard to say pussy and not have it be weird. Take notes, freaking Travis Scott.
No, not Travis Scott. The Weeknd.
Oh no, The Weeknd. No. I'm thinking about something toes at the end of the sheets.
Yeah, that's Weeknd.
That's a Weeknd?
You're definitely not thinking about Travis.
That's Wake Up with Weeknd and Travis Scott.
Yeah, Weeknd and Travis Scott. Yeah, she.
Yeah, but it's the Weeknd that says it.
All right, whatever, dude.
Also, when Big Sean goes, like, he doesn't trust anyone with a badge. I don't even trust the Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
Big Sean goes hard on this song, man.
He does. Rest in peace, Big Sean.
And then, like, Logic whipping through Gotham, hating motherfuckers on one of them.
Big Sean's actually, isn't he Grammy? He's being nominated for one of the Grammys for, like, he had that song with Nipsey Hussle, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
It's him, Nipsey Hussle. Detroit.
Also, low-key, Big Sean actually getting big. I saw a picture, I think Complex posted a picture of him, and he was looking kind of jacked.
Yeah, no, oh, yo, you know, he does like look 4 foot
three.
I just he's with Jean Aiko, however you say her last name.
I'm pretty sure it's like Jenny.
Jenny Aiko or whatever, but she has a song with Logic on one of his mixtapes that's incredible. I'm forgetting the name, but that's a cool connection right there.
Listen, dude, Bop should win that thing. What is it? The Grammy for best video performance for one of the songs, best like music video or some shit. Bop by DaBaby, that's my vote.
Dude, that video is sick. You got the fucking Jabberwockies in it.
You can't put the Jabberwockies in a video and not fucking win.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Bullshit if he doesn't win.
All right, that's but anyway, that brings us to the conclusion of the deluxe Under Pressure album. 15 songs, 1 hour and 7 minutes. General takeaways. Going into this listen through, I felt like I was ready to give this album a 10.
Uh-huh.
But like low key, like I was high on sunshine, dude. It was a really nice day outside. I have the top of my Mustang dropped. I was freaking feeling good. I put Logic on. I heard the intro start and I'm like, yo, this is the best album ever. Like this just slaps. Nothing could ever beat it. But then I started getting through it, like I said, slow down a little bit, starts bringing less, but nevertheless, I think this is still, you know, an absolutely incredible hip hop album. Some of Logic's greatest work. And, you know, Logic fan or not, this is a great album to listen to. Like people,
it really is.
In the past couple of years, people will bitch and moan so much about Logic. Like, just go listen to his real music. Like, go listen to why he became famous. Like, this album is why he became famous. Everybody is what made him mainstream, but this album is what made him famous. So
catches
this is before he started to do the things that I mentioned in the beginning of this podcast that I can't handle. Nothing makes me want to not listen to your fucking music.
Who give it late?
Woo!
Also, what's the other one? What's the other one? And when I don't, I say. So bad.
Where is my girl?
Terrible. And that's a great song. I really like that song.
If you catch his mixtapes too, especially Welcome to Forever, his last one, that is an incredible mixtape as well. But I mean, my general thoughts, yeah. Just everything that John said, like, honestly, I think this is the closest to perfect an album has been that we've reviewed on here for me. Other than Ye, but Ye is only 7 songs. And I think I got to give this like a 9.5, to be honest, man. 9.5, 9.3 minus Now and Never Enough. Those are the only weak songs, in my opinion.
What's John giving it?
I'll probably go a hard 9, like a strong 9, just because, like I mentioned while we were going through it, I feel like it loses a little bit too much steam before it gets to the big conclusion of the album. And then, you know, like, I don't even, you know, I won't critique the, you know, extras of the deluxe too much because they don't, you know, fit into the equation as much. But this, what's a lot different about this album than any of Logic's other albums Logic is really good at the concept album, the doing a story, the weaving everything together. Like, that's like his thing. We see that his next album following Under Pressure is The Incredible True Story, which is a full story. Like, there's skits intermixed, and it's about people on what's the name of the spaceship? Is Aquarius 3 the name of the spaceship?
Yeah,
I think it is. So, but this
Aquarius 3 is a spaceship. The space station is Babel Station.
Yeah, Babel. This album, Under Pressure, has the least going on conceptually. You know, it's the least interesting and interwoven of his albums, I feel like. But it's got some of the best music of anything he's done. Like, the only thing that doesn't have like a story like this one does are the Bobby Tarantino projects, but their story is not having a story. Like, the point of the albums is that they're just fun and loose and random. Like, he has the song Slave 2 before Slave, just because, you know, fuck him, why not? But yeah, I think for what it is, I think Under Pressure is an absolutely incredible album.
I'm going to say that the album for me is more so not many bad songs at all. There's not a lot of bad songs on it. There's a lot of really good songs that for me, I'm not going to really put on. It's not super into my style, but, the songs that are super, like, there's a lot of like crazy songs too, like Under Pressure and Gang Related and that other one, what is it, This Is the End, I think it's called,
Till
the End, whatever,
This Is the End,
but I don't know, it's super refreshing to me. I think it's more for the just listening to all the music that has come out recently and the things we've been reviewing, and then going to something like this. Really, he just is breaking molds and just out of the box kind of beat making.
I really agree with that. That was refreshing, was a very good word to use. This was a very refreshing
album.
Very
good to get away
to.
From some trap for once.
Yeah, that is true. I can't give it a 9 though. I really can't.
Tyler, that's why.
That's not true, but I'll give it an. I honestly, I was about to say a 7, but I'm going to give it an 8. I'm going to give it a nice 8. Not a like rock solid 8, but I'll give it an 8. So, and I think it deserves it.
What for you is making it lose the 2 points?
For me, it's songs that I'm not going to want to listen to again. Like Soul Food. I'm sorry, you guys love Soul Food. I can't entirely get behind it. Growing Pains, Bounce, honestly, even I Feel Like I've Been Buried Alive, like that, even for me, it's just somehow it lacks replayability. And I don't know if it's that Logic's voice to me sounds like Logic's voice, it sounds like his voice, which is good in a way that it is different than other people, but also at the same time, it's a lot of Logic voice. It doesn't change very much for me. So it's not the whole thing isn't repetitive, and I'm not saying Logic's music is repetitive, but I don't know. It's not a lot of the songs I'm gonna listen to again.
So I mean, it might be because of how much we've been exposed to the music nowadays. Like, we're so used to that stuff, you know, like that's just the shit we have on in the background all the time. So when you hear something like this, that's like hip hop, you know, you're like, wow, this is very good, but it's not something you just play all the time. But I mean, all solid points.
Yeah.
All right, we probably should have done.
I think, honestly, that's why I gave it a high score, because it's not like the things we listen to now.
Yeah, but I'm saying that could contribute to why it's has low replayability.
Yeah.
All right, well, we didn't even do the favorites and least favorites. Should have done that before the albums, but anyway, we can make this quick because I don't think there'll be too much discussion about things.
Yeah, I think
for my you know, for my least favorites, I'll probably pick Now.
Agreed.
If I wanted to do something from the non-deluxe, I'd probably be between Growing Pains and Never Enough.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And then my favorite, like I said, I think Under Pressure is just too incredible of a song. For me, the only thing that comes close to being as favorite would be Gang Related, just because I freaking loved learning that song and I love listening to it. But Under Pressure is just, like I said, I think it would deserve a spot in top 50 modern day hip hop songs. So,
well, I am in the same boat. Now is my least favorite by far. And just for the sake of not picking Under Pressure or Gang Related, I'm going to go with Soul Food.
I really don't like Soul Food, and I knew going into this that Nick has always loved Soul Food. I like Soul Food too, so much more.
Really? That's weird, bro.
So much more.
Yo,
I like
that's
Soul Food
a
too.
Hot take.
Hot take from a hot guy, am I right?
Sheesh.
Anyway.
That shrunken head looking ass.
Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
That's my name. Don't wear it out. Anyway, I agree with John that now is Poo Poo Doo Doo, and everybody's going to say that's the worst on the Deluxe. If I'm not going to pick something on Deluxe, it's going to be Bounce, and I thought you were going to say Bounce too.
Interesting. No, I
really don't like Bounce.
I think he does cool things with Bounce. I think Bounce is fun.
He does a lot of cool things, but it's too fun. If the song Bounce was a 2-second snippet of him going big bounce, it'd be like the best song ever, but it is not, and therefore I don't really like it very much. And I think number one spot is easily Under Pressure, but Gang Related is right behind it.
Yeah.
That they're both very good songs.
Well, yeah, that's the consensus.
Under Pressure is crazy. That song's so good.
So good. But anyways, we finally got to do a Logic podcast here, and you know, hopefully we'll do some more in the future, because I love his entire catalog would be fun to explore, but we'll see how it goes.
All in due time.
Yeah,
Why'd you have to slurp like that?
Did I do that? My mouth's really dry right now, dude.
Yo,
I need something to drink.
Slurping, damn.
So we'll be ending this podcast now. This has been Polar Music, and you already know we're cool.
So you guys stay chilling.
Do.
Dude, I swear, dude, they just sampled John. They sampled John for this whole fucking thing.